sometimes you get there the first time, you act like you've been there, and that's exactly what the man to my left did on Sunday. We welcome you into the studio. Dave Spadaro, joined by Eagles safety Chris Maragos, gets into the end zone for the first time in his NFL career. Now, let's talk about that first, because we've debated in the office what would you do if you scored a touchdown? And you apparently made a boast on the podcast last week that you were going to do something crazy.
Hey, just if I ever score a touchdown, you guys just watch out. Just remember,
Do you have it planned?
All you guys, you got these cameras around. Just get the camera up on me.
So, do you have it planned?
I got a plan. So you guys just better cross your fingers. I get in the end zone.
Instead, you did kind of a crab crawl.
Yeah.
Just,
you know, I.
I froze up a little. First of all, congrats on the TD. All right.
I appreciate it. But, I froze up a little bit. You know, I mean, it's one of those things. You know, I've been thinking about this for a long time. You got a long time to think about it. It's not like we get in the end zone a lot. I had something good. Can't disclose it because if I score again, then it's coming.
When you score again.
When I score again, it's coming. But, yeah, man, I froze up. I blew it for sure. Definitely blew it. Blew my opportunity.
So can fans send their suggestions to you?
I need advice.
At Chris Maragos 42 on Twitter?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. Twitter, at Chris Maragos.
Okay.
Attach a video of you doing it, maybe even two.
Ooh, that's a great idea.
So I can see a visualization. That would be even better. Otherwise, description's fine.
Can you do, like, the sprinkler?
Exactly, right?
Can you do, like...
Hey, I'm up for anything right now.
A little shady dance?
They're saying less is more.
Right.
I just kind of went what I was feeling, and, you know...
Hey, it was another great moment for special teams. I mean, it is... I want to know, what are you guys saying to each other in the locker room before the game, in these huddles, before you go on the field? I've never seen anything like this. You've never been part of anything like this. And I know there's more to come.
Yeah. You know, I think the biggest thing for us, we just try to be really consistent. We try to help the defense and the offense, you know, get in good positions. And explosive plays have been happening. It's just guys playing their technique properly and playing it with fanatical effort. And, you know, when the holes or when the gaps or when they break down, you know, we're able to capitalize and guys are making big plays. So it's been a big help for our team. And, you know, hopefully we can continue what we've been doing.
The idea of fanatical effort is true because every one of you has been a great player your entire career. And a lot of guys, they get to the NFL and they're like, oh, man, I got to play special teams. Right. I want to start.
Right.
That's not the way it is here.
No, and you know, I think the thing is when you look to, I mean, when you look at our kickoff team, I mean, it's a privilege to be on it, you know? And so, you know, when a guy steps in or to take one of those guys' spots on a kickoff team, I mean, you better have your game up to go. So, I mean, there's some real players on there. So, you know, for us, you know, we just go out there, we make it as competitive as we can. The greatest thing about our special teams unit is just so unselfish. You know, guys are willing to sacrifice for each other. The punt block was, you know, a perfect, you know, just case of that. And, you know, when you get 11 guys on any given play that are willing to do that, then special things happen, and that's what we've had so far.
You were part of a Super Bowl team last year in Seattle, and there's a certain amount of confidence and certainly trust that you have in the locker room. Do you feel any similarity between 2013 there, 2014 year?
Absolutely. You know, it's a young, aggressive team. It's really hungry. It's really humble. You know, I think that's the best thing about our team is everybody's really, really humble. You know, we don't finish the game quite the way we want to. Guys are upset about it, you know, versus saying, oh, we got to win. You know, let's move on to the next one. You know, guys want to fix it. They want to get better. They want to build off of what we've laid here. And so, you know, there's definitely a lot of things that are coming together, and we just got to keep taking it one day at a time, one rep at a time, one play at a time, you know, to put ourselves in a position to where we want to be.
There's going to come a time here where the special teams are going to be spoken of in, for lack of a better term, mythical respect.
Right.
And teams are certainly going to say, we're going to rise up and we're going to kick your butts because you're the best. In So is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Absolutely. You know, I mean, we've been feeling it the past three games. We felt like we've had a target on our back, you know, and that's the way we want it. You know, people are talking about it across the league. You know, they're saying certain things, you know, what's going on. That's fine. They can try to figure that out. We just go out to work every single day. We perfect our technique. You know, we play and we sacrifice for each other. And when we do that, we feel we're in a good position collectively as a group. And when you have a good group, then everything's not built on one person. And when it's not that way, then, you know, we can really stay strong together.
How are you feeling about being a Philadelphia Eagles, Chris? When you look back, it's great to make the right decision, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, I wouldn't really want to be anywhere else. And, you know, I think a lot of people, they say free agency, oh, what teams are interested in you? And then everybody says, oh, what about the money or whatever it is? You know, for me, I took a very methodical approach to free agency and really understood what teams were interested in me. I researched the coaches, the, you know, types of guys on the team they had, the character of the team, you know, what was set up for special teams and defense, and how the team was portraying what the outlook was. And so, you know, really everything here just really lined up with who I am as a person. And I couldn't be any more thankful or be any more grateful to, you know, to be a Philadelphia Eagle and to be here and be a part of this team.
Are you, you're a man of the streets? Are Eagles fans hey, there's Chris Maragos. Hey, there's Chris. Instead of, hey, are you, you're an Eagles player?
I get Dave Spadaro a lot. You know?
Like, man. I've been called a lot of things. I don't envy you. Not a bit.
Cool. You know, I think I look pretty normal. When I'm out with the rest of the guys, then people know, you know, who I am. But when I'm by myself, they think I'm probably more of an accountant than I am a football player. So.
Well, keep it going, man.
Absolutely.
Cha-ching. Keep
we'll
that going.
It,
next time, send in your touchdown celebration ideas on Twitter. At Chris Maragos.
There it is.
And have some fun, because he needs something better than what he showed us on Sunday. Hopefully many more to come. Chris Maragos, we thank you for joining us in studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.